You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Oh, Riggins, you just said something right before we came on to the extra funny that I think is sad. Because Lindsay, who is not a beer drinker at all, which means she cannot be trusted.
Yeah, you can't trust me.
Will never, ever know the euphoric feeling of going into a convenience store and buying either a 40 or a quart of beer and popping it open in the parking lot and sitting there drinking it. It's driving. You just automatically start drinking from it.
Yeah.
You got to get on it or it'll get hot. But we didn't drink 40s. Cause they weren't 40 ounces. They were 32 ounces. It was a quart of beer that you could get. And in Louisiana, they sell 10 ounce beers, 12 ounce beers, 32 ounce beers, and I guess now the 24 cans, the big tall 24 ounce cans.
Yeah.
And then the 40 ounces. But the 40 ounce was usually in the malt liquor category.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I have had that. Like you're talking like a Mad Dog.
No, yeah, Mad Dog. That would be a malt. Is it? I thought Mad Dog was a wine.
No, I don't know.
I think Mad Dog is malt liquor, I think.
I'm thinking about Night Train is malt. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Never heard of that.
Yeah. Guns N' Roses did a song about it.
Oh.
I'm on the night train.
Oh.
Looking for some. I'm on the night train.
I actually thought they were on a train.
Huh. it's just nasty wine.
Oh.
The last time we were buying 40s was in college and we were playing Edward 40 hands, you know, you tape the 40s to your hands or whatnot, but I don't remember seeing any other 40s other than Miller High Life.
Agreed. Well, oh, is he frozen?
Oh, is he frozen?
I don't know, to me.
Oh yeah, he is.
So do you get excited when you see 40s?
No.
Okay. No. Cause, or do you get like confused? Okay, let me ask you why. So I'm obviously not a beer drinker, but we were just at a classy establishment over at a ritzy part of town, and they sold it was like a cafe, but also like a convenience store type thing, but like a nice one.
Okay.
And in a wine bar, and they had espresso martinis, like whatever. So we walk in, and Kyle sees just a whole rack of Miller High Life, or is it Miller?
Yeah, no, Miller High Life.
Okay, in a 40. And he's like, oh my God, they have 40s here. Like, I don't know if he was shocked or excited or like, why would they have 40s here? You know?
You know what? Now that you say that,
I know
you just said Miller. I think you, Miller, what's the banquet? Is that Miller Banquet that used to come as the 40?
No, that Coors Heavy is the banquet of beers. And then Miller High Life is the champagne of beers. And it used to come in the 32 ounce bottle.
Oh, okay.
But they may do a 40 as well. I don't know, but I know that when I was growing up, I used to see guys drinking 32 ounce. And when I got old enough to drink, which was 18 in Louisiana, you go get a 40 and some sort of a strong mixed frozen drink from the drive-thru.
Oh,
just to get that head right. Just to get that head right.
Well, you got to.
So you would drink a whole 40 and the frozen? No,
we would share the 40.
Oh, okay.
My friend Shannon and I would share the 40, or we would get an 8-pack of Bud Light Ponies, which were 7-ounce bottles. And you could get an 8-pack of 7-ounce bottles.
It's all backwards. It's got 7-ounce bottles in an 8-pack.
Is this a 7-ounce? Are they tiny?
Yeah, they're tiny.
It must be.
How cute. Yeah.
But you could, like when, and we would get this drink called Jet Fuel at, from this one place that did frozen drinks out of, you know, what Jody calls those dryer machines, like dryers on the wall.
Yeah.
And it had all of the clear liquors in it. They weren't even supposed to sell it in a size bigger than medium. But we knew the old gal that worked in there, and she'd sell us each an extra large Jet Fuel.
It was like Everclear, vodka, gin.
All of the clear liquors in this one fruity, delicious beverage.
Stop it.
Oh, God.
Were you just like wrecked? I mean.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And then we'd get an 8-pack of Bud Light Ponies, because you could just take one of those and it'd be so cold in that glass bottle, and you just, I mean, it never got a chance to get hot. You just drink it within a couple of sips.
Bud Light or Bud regular?
Bud Light. Yeah.
A Bud Light. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So now the bottle, do they still make those little bottles?
I'm sure they do. But you know, Louisiana has different, I don't know if it's laws or just different ways that they market alcohol. Because you can get a 6-pack or a 12-pack of 10-ounce cans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's cheaper at the time, you know, you don't have to come up with as much money at one time to get it, but in the long run, you're paying more for it than you would if you just waited until you had enough money for the 12 ounces.
Sure.
And people say there's not much difference in a 10 ounce and a 12 ounce. There really is.
Oh, but there is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. What is a can now? What is that's 12 ounces.
Yeah.
And the small Bud, the small cans that you were getting were 10 and those were 10.
Yeah, the cans, but I didn't get those very often. The ponies were 7 ounces.
And in a bottle.
Yeah, 7 ounces in the bottle, and there were 8 bottles.
Okay. Just trying to work that out. And what are the Corona ponies now?
They're probably 7 ounces.
Is that that's a 7 ounce? Okay.
I think usually a pony is, because then Miller High Life started the pony.
Okay.
Those little squatty bottles.
Yeah.
I like the pony. I like just, that's like a cute little pony.
It's a mm-hmm. little pony to get drunk on. Hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. And the bottle's better than a can taste wise, or some people say.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I really like the drinking out of a bottle as the act of it.
Okay.
You know, the way that the bottle operates more so than the can.
Okay.
In other words, I mean, your mouth goes better around the bottle, and it's easier to drink from than the can, but I really can't taste the difference in a can and a bottle. Well, some people, though, will not drink beer out of a can. They're like, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, really?
I know a lot of people like that.
Yeah. I want to say Kyle likes a draft better, but I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure, because he's like, do you have something on draft? And if they don't, he's like, okay, I'll take a bottle, but.
Yeah, I used to be that way, but the opposite. I never wanted any draft. I always wanted the bottle, but now I've gotten to where I like draft better. Huh. If they have a Miller Lite draft, mm-hmm. and it used to be cheaper to get draft, but now it's more expensive most of the time.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Wonder why that is.
I don't know.
And I mean, you're risking it though being flat, right? If it's from the.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've seen little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael send back many a beer because they can tell immediately when the keg needs to be changed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's nothing worse than getting like a bad Diet Coke out of a fountain. So I can imagine, like, you know, I don't know.
And they'll call them immediately. Oh, that keg needs to be changed, because they have one in their house.
They have a keg in their house?
Yeah, they have a beer thing in their bar, beer.
Yeah.
What do you call those things? Taps.
Taps. Yeah. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So they know.
Yeah.
They probably can just smell it and be like, mm-mm.
Michael can. He's more like that. Yeah.
Now they only drink one kind of beer, right?
Yeah, Michelob Ultra. But so, Michael drinks. He prefers Miller Lite. So if I'm drinking beer with him, he'll get Miller Lite. If it's just him and Jenny, it's easier just for him to drink Ultra, because that's what she drinks.
And they have Ultra on tap in their basement. Is that what they have?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But what I've learned from Billy Bob is that Michelob Ultra is not really
alcohol.
An alcohol. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not That's an alcohol, right. but yeah. Mm-hmm. It's water.
Yeah. Yeah. Compared to straight whiskey, then how he compares it.
Yeah.
You know, I guess it's not.
He said it a little more crudely than you did, I believe.
Yeah. Isn't it weird? I love that show.
Yeah.
No. Everybody loves that show.
I know. It's just not something that you would think I would like, but I do.
It kills me to see him in a T-Mobile commercial. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I'm like, Billy Bob, you're like too. I don't know why I feel like that about him. It's the one celebrity. I'm like, I don't like seeing you talk about T-Mobile.
It's because he doesn't need the money. So why are you in a T-Mobile commercial?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like you're I don't know. You seem too cool for it.
You know, it could be, you know, you never know what's in those contracts anymore for actors. It could be that part of his landman contract was that he needed to help out the sponsor. He'll have to do so many things for their biggest sponsor, which is Timo. That could be how he ended up doing that because mm-hmm. they paid him extra in the landman contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I just don't see him going in and reading for a commercial.
I don't either. It's so weird to see him do it.
Same. Like,
why are you doing that?
So, you know, little friend Jenny loves Billy Bob Thornton. Loves him. Thinks he's so blanking cool. He's so effing cool. The other night, I played a little clip for her of him in Sling Blade. Mm-hmm. And I said, tell me who this is. She goes, I have no idea who that is. How am I supposed to know that person? I said, that person is one of your favorite actors. I've never seen him. I don't know who that is. And when I told her it was Billy Bob Thornton, she was like, no. And then like snatched the phone out and started looking. I said, no way. Just blown away. Cause I mean, that character doesn't look, he completely changes looks and everything for that character.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Did y'all love the movie as much as I did?
Yeah, it was good.
I've never seen it.
You haven't?
Uh-uh. Oh my God. But I know exactly what you're talking about, and I know how he looks.
Now, I know the little fella that played the boy in that movie, and he's played in a lot of things. He's from Alabama, and his mama used to listen to us on the radio. Lucas Black is his name.
Oh.
And cool. She would call us and tell us, well, we got another, when he was little, got another audition. Wish us luck. And,
I love that.
But all he ever wanted to do was fish. He wanted to be a bass fisherman. Now I follow him on social media. Guess what he does?
Bass fishing. He's fishing. He's like, you know what? My mom made me do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he still does movies and stuff, but that's his main thing. And he's all about masculinity, promoting masculinity and his, Christianity and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a real, real cool guy. But I help you tote that wash. His mama was the one that was dating Dahl.
And oh, Dahl, no way.
Dahl was abusing her.
Oh.
Yeah, not in real life, but in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he played her son. I don't know why my computer keeps glitching and
yeah. It
shut down a minute ago and come back on. I don't know why. Maybe it's because of the storms.
Yeah, it could be.
Look, see, I froze again.
Yeah.
Froze again. All right, taking a break.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it.
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
So I've been on smokinggun.com. I'm sorry, I had to switch screens. I can't see what y'all are doing. Are y'all making sport of me?
No, we were doing the robot.
No.
And he was doing a heart.
Mm.
A little dancing.
Yeah. He's doing the BroBot. That's what he was doing. That's what
I'm doing, dude. Yeah. I'm a killer on the dance floor, dude.
From the smokinggun.com, responding to an incident exposure complaint, police found Anthony Smith, 32, walking around a Florida park Thursday afternoon wearing women's lingerie, the bottoms of which were of the thong variety and left Smith's genitals, quote unquote, fully exposed. Fake breasts, a wig of long black hair, a black mask around his face, a penis ring that is used for arousal purposes as well as to maintain erections, end quote. A black foxtail protruding from his posterior. So he had a foxtail in his buttocks.
Okay.
Well, I've just heard it all now.
Upon further examination, the bushy tail turned out to be attached to, quote, a rectal plug.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So Smith, who works as a party/wedding DJ, allegedly tried to evade a cop who initially discovered him inside Indian Riverside Park in Jensen Beach, Florida. He was eventually apprehended near the Children's Museum of the Treasure Coast.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. Now, is this a DJ you want at your wedding?
Well, when I was reading this story this morning, I happened to think, I don't know what his DJ name is, but from now on, if it's not DJ Thong or DJ Thongs, then something's going on here. Cause that's perfect. Or DJ Foxtail.
Yeah. DJ Butt Plug or something. Yeah.
You can't trust him to make good decisions.
Oh no.
So I'm not trusting him to, you know, compile a wedding soundtrack.
Yeah. Or be around anybody that you care about.
Or that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be around this person.
Yeah. No kids at the wedding. We got DJ Plug coming.
Is there a mugshot of this person?
Yeah. He's actually a cool looking brother. He's, you know.
Okay, I'll find it.
All right.
I can't wait to see him.
Yeah, I got a foxtail up. I always assume when they're wearing a foxtail, it is attached to some sort of device that's up their butt.
Yeah. But I thought it was sold as one piece.
Yeah. Like that's what I thought.
Yeah. It wasn't like you've already got a butt plug. So you need a foxtail to go with it. I think it comes together already assembled.
Oh, I thought it was attached to the thong.
Mm-mm.
With like that's how I would think if I just heard that. You know,
yeah, that would work too. Yeah, if it's attached to the string part of the thong, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I've attached to many a tail for a Halloween costume.
Yeah, but I've never accessorized my thongs that way.
Yeah,
I'm going to though. It's a great idea.
Yeah, now that you know,
good life hack.
Sure.
Yeah, I got this picture here. If you can see it.
Oh, uh-huh, uh-huh, okay. See, I would have never known.
But that picture, the expression on his face, looks like he's wearing a butt plug.
Yeah, he's uncomfortable.
Is it in you right now?
Because that's a t-shirt he's wearing that has the necktie painted into it.
Yeah.
So,
oh, really?
Yeah, that... I don't think that tie is three-dimensional.
Oh, my God.
You're totally right.
I love that. I want that in 10 colors so I can just wear the t-shirt with the tie on it, but not as a joke. Like, just try to make it work.
It's not like the tuxedo t-shirt with the bow tie. It's just a, it looks like it's a dress shirt with a collar and a necktie with a Windsor or a half Windsor hanging from it.
It's, I believe, real.
That is a half Windsor. Yeah. That's a half.
Nothing better.
Ah, that's amazing. Yeah, he's kind of cool looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In a white driver's cap is what he had on in that picture. So,
yeah.
Can you imagine how nasty a white driver's cap would be after I wore it for the night?
I was just going to
say. My oily skin.
I was just going to say, who wears an all white? Who keeps that clean?
Somebody who's got dry skin.
Well, I'd have dry skin and can't even keep anything white clean.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, good for him. Keeping your hat clean.
Oh, yeah. Good for him. You know, for being on display in a public park next to a children's museum.
Right.
Yeah, she found the silver lining that he's got a nice looking hat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. His glasses are foggy, but what do you expect?
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Yeah. Why the fake boobs? Like, what are you getting out of that?
I mean, a lot of that where they, you know, this is going to probably upset some people, but a lot of that, that trans, what do they call it? What is the trans, whatever the condition, so to speak, is.
Okay.
It's just a fetish with most of them. It's just a fetish. They like to live out this, you know, and they expect everybody else to cater to their fetish or let them have their fetish without question and all of that stuff.
But he also wants to be like an animal. You know, he's got a foxtail and
part of the fetish. And how dare you kink shame him, you bastard? DJ butt plug.
Yeah, you might be right. Maybe I'll leave him alone.
He looks like a nice man.
Yeah.
And
yeah. The where he really screws up is going to the park and going to the kids' museum. If you're, you know, shoving a tail up your do it in your living room. Don't go to the park in front of the children's museum.
Yeah.
Then we got a problem.
He's like, the kids are going to.
That's all part of the fetish.
Oh,
the kids. The
kids are going to love this raccoon tail.
Not necessarily the kids, but just in public. So, you know, they get off on that. You know.
Yikes.
Yeah. He needs to go to prison.
Yeah.
I think so.
He need to be in the prison hospital.
Yes.
Head hospital. All right, Lindsay, go let your husband go to work.
He doesn't deserve it.
All right. All right, bye.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. Make your company part of the new radio explosion. Go to tjriggins.com/explosion. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins.
You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grayson Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grayson Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.